kasih cinta matiku telah berkembang ke seluruh negeri. Ini adalah tonggak sejarah hidupku saat ku...
リスナーの皆さん、残念ながらこれで1時間をもう経ちました。最後までお聞きくださりありがとうございます。次は英語の1時間番組を送ります。皆さん、Voice of Indonesiaのソーシャルメディアアカウントをフォローすることも忘れないでください。 Facebook は The Voice of Indonesia、 Instagram は VOI underscore underscore official、 TikTok はVOI underscore underscore official、 YouTube は VOI official。 あなたも RRE デジタルアプリで Voice of Indonesia の放送を聞くこともできます。そして受信報告書はメールで voilisteners@gmail.com に送られることができます。それではまた次回お会いしましょう。
This is Voice of Indonesia with the news. First, the headlines. Indonesian Foreign Minister Sugiono called on member states of the Organization of Islamic Cooperation to take a stronger stand in promoting multilateralism and international law, especially amid the rising violence by Israel in Palestine and the attacks on Iran. Minister Sugiono delivered the statement at the 51st OIC Foreign Ministers Conference in Istanbul, Turkey, on Saturday, June 21st.
We must never give up on diplomacy. But we also have to look into our role in strengthening multilateralism and international law. OIC must be more decisive and assertive.
Foreign Minister Sugiono also called for reform of the multilateral system and emphasized the importance of the OIC taking real actions as the representatives of Global South countries. In addition to political issues, Minister Sugiono highlighted the need for stronger economic cooperation among OIC member states, including in the areas of trade, education, scientific innovation, and natural resource management. According to him, this collaboration could strengthen the strategic position of Islamic countries on the global stage. Jakarta Governor Pramono Anung personally led the ceremony commemorating the 498th anniversary of Jakarta at the National Monument or Monas on Sunday, June 22, 2025. In his keynote speech, Governor Pramono Anung stated that as the national economic center and global city, Jakarta continued to move forward and improve itself in all aspects.
Kini di usianya hampir mencapai 500 tahun.
Now as Jakarta approaches its 500th year, it will enhance its competitiveness and strengthen its standing on the world stage. Major efforts are being directed toward positioning Jakarta among the top 50 global cities. As part of this strategic step, the Jakarta provincial government has set the 2025 until 2029 development vision, Jakarta as a global city and an economically competitive center that is sustainable and ensures the welfare of all its citizens, a vision that serves as a comprehensive and measurable policy direction without abandoning its cultural heritage and identity.
The governor also explained about the theme of this year's Jakarta anniversary, Jakarta, a global and cultural city. According to him, it reflects the provincial government's commitment to ensuring the Jakarta's transformation into a modern city remains aligned with the preservation of culture and local wisdom. With hard work, dedication, and spirit of collaboration, Governor Pramono Anung believes Jakarta will continue to progress and bring pride to the nation on the global stage. Indonesian Minister of Environment Hanif Faisal Nurofik reaffirmed Indonesia's strong commitment to achieving the national waste management target of 100% by the year 2029. Speaking at the National Coordination Meeting on Waste Management attended by regional leaders from across Indonesia in Jakarta on Sunday, he emphasized that the target can only be achieved through collaborative efforts. The reason is because waste management is fundamentally a shared responsibility, not solely the obligation of provincial, district city, or national governments. Therefore, the minister called for the implementation of an integrated waste management strategy that covers the entire waste stream, from upstream to downstream, and involves all relevant stakeholders.
We need to start implementing a comprehensive strategy that integrates waste flow from upstream to downstream, engages various stakeholders across all sectors, strengthens the circular economy potential, and ensures flexible financing schemes for professional waste management.
The minister further outlined the government's waste management initiatives, including the development of waste processing facilities such as waste processing sites for reduce, reuse, recycle, and integrated waste processing sites. He also highlighted community empowerment through waste banks and the strengthening of producer responsibility regulations. Regarding manufacturers or producer responsibility, he noted that the government is currently formulating a policy that will require them to be fully accountable for the packaging waste generated by their products that ends up circulating in society. Vice Director of Indonesian Institute for Development of Economics and Finance, Eko Listianto, on Monday 23rd, urged the Indonesian government to start actions to anticipate the blocking of Strait Hormuz as it will impact Indonesia's economy. During an interview in the VOI Talk program with RRI Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, Eko Listianto stated that the Indonesian government must start securing alternative oil suppliers and maximizing biodiesel utilization, accelerating renewable energy development, and establishing true energy sovereignty through diverse resources.
We have so many renewable energy, yeah. But of course, in this time, yeah, the price and how the research and development, yeah, we need to do some policies, yeah, to make sure that it will happen in the future, yeah. But actually, we have the resource to do this, yeah.
He also highlighted ASEAN energy cooperation as an emerging potential solution. Singapore's refining capacity and Malaysia's energy infrastructure could complement Indonesia's natural resources, and such partnership could build regional energy resilience while reducing vulnerability to Middle East volatility. As tensions escalate in the Middle East, Eko Listianto warned of potential severe consequences for Indonesia's economy, particularly if Iran moves to the block strategic Strait of Hormuz. He said that such action could trigger a global oil price shock with devastating ripple effects for Indonesia's energy-dependent economy. He explained that with Indonesia's importing approximately 60% of its oil needs, a potential blockage could create a perfect storm of economic challenges. The Indonesian National Nutrition Agency states that the government's Free Nutritious Meal program not only addresses the nutritional needs of the community, but also triggers a domino effect on the local economy. In a press conference held Sunday in Jakarta, Redi Hendra Gunawan, special staff to the head of communication, National Nutrition Agency for Communications, said,
"Kemudian, selain fokus dalam pemenuhan gizi,
in addition to focusing on nutrition, the program also creates a domino effect in the community, especially in boosting local economic activity. It's very evident in many regions that the program has helped business owners, especially micro, small, and medium enterprises, cooperatives, village-owned enterprises, local farmers, and livestock breeders. Even individual economic actors in their areas are becoming much more active because of this Free Nutritious Meals program."
Adanya program makan bergizi gratis ini.
He also noted that at least 144 MSMEs have partnered with the National Nutrition Agency. The agency continues to welcome public input as a part of its inclusive communication strategy to ensure the long-term sustainability of the program. That was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Karena hari ini akan kita rindukan di hari nanti. Sebuah kisah klasik untuk masa depan. Bersenang-senanglah, karena waktu ini akan kita banggakan di hari tua. Sampai jumpa kawanku, semoga kita selalu menjadi sebuah kisah kasih untuk masa depan. Sampai jumpa kawanku, semoga kita selalu menjadi sebuah kisah kasih. Kita rindukan di hari nanti. Sampai jumpa kawanku, semoga kita selalu menjadi sebuah kisah klasik untuk masa depan. Sampai jumpa kawanku, kisah
mungkin diriku masih ingin bersama kalian. Mungkin jiwaku masih haus senyuman kalian.
Getar hati saat engkau ungkapkan segala yang terpendam dan kau bisikkan nada cinta. Semakin indah dunia membuka mata hati. Getar-getar cinta semakin dalam ku rasa, bagai sebuah simfoni dalam jiwa.
Thank you. Voice of Indonesia.
Quote of the day: patience has no limits. If there is a limit, it means you have no patience.
quote by Kiai Haji Abdurrahman Wahid, or familiarly known as Gus Dur, an Indonesian Muslim figure from the Nahdlatul Ulama. He served as the fourth president of the Republic of Indonesia from 1999 to 2001. And that's the quote of the day.
Bila memang tak bisa, aku juga ingin.
Di sunyi malam, lamunan memanjang setelah letih kehidupan. Ku coba pejamkan mata, tetap ku terjaga melewati hampa. Seketika kepalaku berputar seperti mesin waktu. Coba mengerti masa lalu.
Thinking, kenapa ku tak let go. Pikiran ku spin-spin, cepat like turbo. Mama tanya kenapa progress slow-mo. Sorry if I'm in my lane, aku tidak FOMO. Tak mengerti, kenapa pikiran ku upset. Tenggelam di kamar ku sambil playing offset. Ku lawan imaji, dalam bait ini terbawa arus, udah macam tsunami.
Berhentilah berbicara, berhenti memikirkan semua.
Jangan sorang kami, no hit on my line. Kalau mereka tak suka, itu big crime. Tapi kalau mereka obsessed, itu bad sign. Lihat aku di TV, lihat aku on the screen. Dapat call dari rumah sing, kapan kemari. Personality, better than reality. And if you hate me or love me, I don't give a fuck, I mean.
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast via shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, welcome back to Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, or Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, introducing you Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to speak in Indonesian language. Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia is a collaboration between Voice of Indonesia and the Language Development Agency of Indonesia Ministry of Education, Culture, Research and Technology. Today's topic is about di bau-bau. Di bau-bau, which means in bau-bau. You will listen to a conversation about berjam-jam, berjam-jam, which means 4 hours. Chris, a vlogger from Australia, was talking to another passenger at Beto Ambari Airport on their trip to Bali through Makassar. Chris told the passenger that he has been waiting for the plane for hours. Well, let's listen to the conversation.
Kata petugas bandara Beto Ambari, pesawat terlambat datang karena cuaca buruk. Bapak sudah menunggu lama?
Saya sudah menunggu berjam-jam. Semoga cuaca segera membaik.
Iya, semoga pesawat kita segera tiba. Tujuan Bapak ke Makassar?
Iya.
After listening to the conversation, here is some vocab and expressions related to today's topic. Berjam-jam. Berjam-jam, which means 4 hours. I will say it 2 times slowly, and please repeat after me. Saya, saya, which means I. Menunggu, menunggu, which means wait. Berjam-jam, berjam-jam, which means 4 hours. Saya sudah menunggu berjam-jam. Saya sudah menunggu berjam-jam, which means I have been waiting for hours. Petugas, petugas, which means officer. Terlambat, terlambat, which means late. Cuaca buruk, which means bad weather. Menunggu lama, which means wait for long. Semoga, semoga, which means hopefully. Segera membaik, which means gets better soon. Pesawat, pesawat, which means aircraft. Tiba, tiba, which means arrive. Tujuan, tujuan, which means destination. Makassar, Makassar, which means Makassar. In this conversation, you have heard the expression saya sudah menunggu berjam-jam. Saya sudah menunggu berjam-jam, which means I have been waiting for hours. In here, there is the word or the phrase berjam-jam. Berjam-jam, which means 4 hours. It means several hours have passed. In the conversation, the expression was used to tell that a person has been waiting for the planes for so many hours. And here is another example or use of expression to say something about time. Berhari-hari, berhari-hari, which means many days. Dari Jakarta ke kota Bau-Bau, penumpang feri perlu waktu berhari-hari. Dari Jakarta ke kota Bau-Bau, penumpang feri perlu berhari-hari. Which means, from Jakarta to Bau-Bau, ferry passengers take many days. Berminggu-minggu, berminggu-minggu, which means many weeks. Paket Kris belum sampai selama berminggu-minggu. Paket Kris belum sampai selama berminggu-minggu, which means Chris's package is not delivered for many weeks. For your information, Beto Ambari Airport is located in Bau-Bau, Southeast Sulawesi. It was built in 1976 as a pioneer flight. Currently, Beto Ambari Airport is one of the access or the gateway that connects tourism destinations of Wakatobi Islands with the capital city of South Sulawesi, namely Makassar City.
Before we end today's Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, let's have another go with the conversation.
Kata petugas bandara Beto Ambari, pesawat terlambat datang karena cuaca buruk. Bapak sudah menunggu lama?
Saya sudah menunggu berjam-jam. Semoga cuaca segera membaik.
Iya, semoga pesawat kita segera tiba. Tujuan Bapak ke Makassar?
Iya. Listener, that's Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia for today about berjam-jam. Berjam-jam, which means 4 hours. We hope today's edition will be useful for you who want to know more about Indonesian language. I'm Steve, sampai jumpa.
Voice listener, you are still here in Voice of Indonesia, where you are about to listen to Indonesian Wonder, only on Voice of Indonesia.
Dear listeners, welcome back to today's edition of Indonesian Wonder. Today we are going to take you to Sipoholon Spring in North Sumatra. Listeners, Sipoholon Hot Spring in North Tapanuli is surrounded by white limestone hills. When you travel to Sipoholon Hot Spring, besides being able to feel the cool mountain air, you can also enjoy the beautiful scenery while bathing in hot water. The hot spring is located in Situmeang Habinsaran, Sipoholon District, North Tapanuli, North Sumatra. The location is very strategic and easy to access. It only takes about 7 minutes by motor vehicle from Tarutung City to visit this place. Meanwhile, to get to Tarutung, it takes about 4 to 5 hours from Medan City, the capital of North Sumatra. To enter this tourism spot, you only need to pay a ticket of 5,000 rupiah per person. Sipoholon Hot Spring is a natural bath that was formed due to the eruptions of Mount Marimbang, which contains sulfur. When you enter the Sipoholon Hot Spring area, you will see mountains of sand that emit a white color similar to cotton. It has a temperature of around 40 to 70 degrees Celsius. It's inappropriate for you to get relaxed. The sulfur contained in this bath is said to be able to cure skin disease and smooth the skin. Besides being visited for health, this bath is also visited by tourists who like photography. They deliberately come to get the best photos in the most beautiful place in North Tapanuli. After bathing and soaking in warm water, usually the visitors feel hungry. They can go directly to the stalls or restaurant that are available not far from the hot springs. That's Indonesian Wonder. Bye-bye.
Jaga selalu hatimu saat jauh dariku, tunggu aku kembali.
setiap engkau membuka mata. Merindukanmu selalu kurasakan, selalu memelukmu penuh cinta. Itu yang selalu aku inginkan. Kau mampu membuatku tersenyum, dan kau bisa membuat nafasku lebih berarti. Jaga selalu hatimu.
Voice listener, right now you are going to listen to Music Corner only on Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
In this edition of Music Corner, I'm going to present the song titled Indonesia Pusaka, performed by Gustin Arviana and accompanied by the Sight of X Keroncong Orchestra. Indonesia Pusaka, composed by Ismail Marzuki, reflects the pride of being born in a strong nation, recognized by others as a country rich in natural resources and ultimately the place where one will rest until their final breath. The lyrics Indonesia Tanah Air Beta are words that have deeply resonated with the hearts of the Indonesian people. Well, listener, here is Gustin Arviana featuring the Sight of X Keroncong Orchestra with the song Indonesia Pusaka.
Indonesia Tanah Air.
tapi puja-puja bangsa. Di sana tempat lahir beta, dibuai, dibesarkan bunda, tempat berlindung di hari
datang malamnya indah, ku tak ingin cepat jangan pulang, biar semua melihat aku kamu berdansa di taman ria, romansa hati dimanja. Amin untuk kita, ucap dia dia nyata.
Of Indonesia.
What can we do differently? Are we really never meant to be? When you kissed me slowly, did we cross the line? Can't the world just let us be? Cause you made me love the things I hate about myself. How can I love the way you love like no one else? Teach me how to love like you. Teach me how to love like you. Teach me how to
love like the way you do.
Teach me how to
love like the way you move.
Someone who's more deserving.